from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I really love it.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
You know, that always hurts me.
That's one of my favorites.
Dick Vermeil in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
And we treated him like that.
No.
And we treated him like that. We hung up on him.
No. We didn't hang up on him. Dick Vermeil hung up on us.
It was wrong.
Which is what Hall of Famers are allowed to do.
This guy is such a D.
All right.
That's a low blow.
Well,
I was going to ask if you think he remembered.
Probably not. He probably didn't remember. But I can't see it! All right. So let me tell you what's a joke.
Elaborate.
I didn't think I was going to. So I go online and I'm just curious. You know, I'm watching a little of the Little League World Series and watching some games yesterday. And I'm like, boy, you guys look a little old.
Yes.
So I go online.
Be careful.
I said, hey, how old are these kids supposed to be? And the kids in the Little League World Series are supposed to be 10 to 12.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Some of these kids are older.
Now, why would you say that?
Who has facial hair at 11? Come on.
Or 12.
Got some guys on some teams there with full-on mustaches.
What Steiny's saying to the audience is that because you do have an affinity for law enforcement, you're the puberty police.
Well, here's the thing I'm also thinking is, so these guys get attention and they get reward. Some of them are nice players, don't get me wrong. But really what we're celebrating or really what we're watching are the kids who had their growth spurt early.
that's
essentially who we're watching.
Oh,
and listen, and here's the one thing that I've realized in my time as a human being. You know all those kids who in sixth grade are 6'1" with hair under their armpits already?
Yeah, I wish I was one of those kids.
Yeah. Everybody catches up to him. Everybody catches up to him.
Well, I'm 5'10".
So we're watching a Little League World Series, and really, we're just watching the kids who, you know, got through adolescence more quickly than others. How many guys?
Well, first of all, they're boys.
How many of these guys? No, here's the question. How many players, and I'll bet you nobody knows the answer because it's not very many. How many major league players played in the Little League World Series?
More than you think. No. They bring them up every year.
No chance. No. Nope.
Not all of these kids are Danny Almonte, who was only 14, by the way.
Yeah.
But he threw like 100.
All I'm saying is, show me your ID.
Well, they don't have
that. That's the other problem. They don't.
You're going to need to see the birth certificate every single time a dude gets to the mound. This ain't the bench warmers. By the way, 64 former and current Major League Baseball players have played in the Little League World Series.
Right. Former and current. That's
good
not
for
very
you.
Many. That's not very many.
What do you mean? That's a lot of kids.
Because the other kids caught up to him.
You didn't like playing against older kids in the playground? Made you better. It sounds to me like you don't like competition.
No, I just know what happens to these kids. These kids think that they are special, and some of them may be, but the reality is they just grew faster. And in time, it'll all be evened out, and they'll just be regular guys like all of us.
Michael Conforto played in the Little League World Series. Case in point.
And Uncle Looney's right here on the YouTube chat. Danny Almonte drove to the ballpark. That should have been a red flag.
Well, by the way, you know who just runs the gambit? And they don't have facial hair. But what I really have an issue with is that I swear to God, and I don't follow this thing religiously, but every single year on the international side,
okay,
Chinese Taipei is always in the finals. Something's in the water over there, and they're not 5'10". They're not throwing 70 miles an hour from 45 feet. But for whatever reason, Chinese Taipei has a monopoly on the Little League World Series. And that is unfair.
No, the reason is because their coaching is far superior to any other country's coaching. They teach the game the right way. Go the other way.
This is Steve Kerr.
Take the extra base.
Thank you, Steve.
Do all the things right.
Get off the kids.
Sounds like Steiny was a dweeb. Yeah, I was a late bloomer. What's your point?
Were you like me? I was 5 feet as a freshman in high school.
Oh, yeah.
There's a reason I had to play baseball.
Oh, there was payback. Yeah.
Oh, no.
I hit my growth spurt in about 10th grade, between 10th and 11th. And, there was payback, Evan. There was payback once I got to be the same size as guys.
Well, no. It's the same thing. Like, we played against Pinole and Pony League, and I was like 10, 11 years old. They had a kid with a beard. I didn't know what his name was, but we just called him Beard Man because every time he was on the mound, nobody stood a chance. And when we got to high school, I don't know which one of the ones he was because then they all had beards. We didn't. But we beat the crap out of Pinole Valley, so we took it out on him.
Pinole Valley have a good program?
No.
That's a relatively new high school, I believe. Oh, no, I'm thinking of... never mind.
You wanna...
Thinking of Deer Valley.
Deer Valley? Out of Antioch?
Something Back to the Future?
What's the name of that school out there? It's a big school now, I think. It started in like 1995-ish?
Well, that's not very new.
Well, for me it is. That's very
Google
new.
It.
Is it Deer Valley?
It opened the year you got out here?
Is it a Deer Valley? I got out here in 90.
Yeah.
I think, there's a Deer Valley in Antioch, isn't there?
Hill Valley with Back to the Future. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, there's no Hill Valley. I think I'm right.
Yeah, you got to Google it.
All right. If you're just joining us, Alvin Attles longtime Golden State Warrior as a player, a coach, won a title as the head coach of the Warriors in 75, was their GM, was associated with the Warriors for 64 years. He was a Warrior from 1960 until the day he passed, which was last night. And he was 87 years old, and Chris Mullen joined us early in the show and had some great things to say. And so we're passing that information along, and hopefully we'll get some other people on here today who knew Al. It was Doherty Valley or Doherty Valley.
Doherty Valley?
Yeah, that's the one I meant. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Deer Valley is also in Antioch, according to the Xfinity Mobile text line.
Oh. Don't you get it, Evan?
What?
Don't you get it?
Well, you said it was new. You still could be wrong about this.
No.
And if you are, I will find out.
Don't you get it? I'm like Tony Montana in that scene. Even when I lie, I tell the truth. I'm that guy. Even when I think I'm wrong, I'm right. It's incredible.
What was wrong was Pacino playing a Cuban guy.
What?
Come on, Pelican!
I'm sorry.
He's not Cuban, right?
That was one of the most iconic roles in cinema history.
Yeah, it was a farce.
What are you, crazy?
Spoiler alert, Robert Downey Jr. is also not black. I want you to know that.
Well, that was the whole bit. Montana wasn't a bit. By the way, Robert Downey Jr. could not do that in 2024.
Don't ever denigrate Scarface.
No, I'm not. I'm denigrating Pacino.
Dude, I don't know if you're kidding or not right now.
You're just denigrating 12-year-olds with mustaches.
Well, because they haven't done anything. Pacino's done things. Oh, by the way, I saw a great... Here's a surprise. I saw a great documentary last night on Faye Dunaway.
You know who Faye Dunaway? Oh, the one on Max, yeah.
I've been watching a show called Below Zero.
I need to get
it's about life in the bush. Faye Dunaway was one of the last American icons. I mean, wow. Bonnie and Clyde. Mommy Dearest. Oh, my goodness. Faye Dunaway. Anyway, check it out if you want to.
I'll put it in the queue.
Put it in the queue.
You got like a documentary recommendation for me every 48 hours.
It's about right.
I can't keep up.
Well,
I got sports to watch, Steiny.
Yeah, you and Goo, huh?
I'm in the lab.
Yeah, you're in the lab, all right. By the way, San Francisco 49ers, nothing's going on. And we're one day closer to the start of the season. But here's some good news. DeSean Jackson, who is a teammate of Trent Williams in Washington.
Also California Golden Bear.
A California Golden Bear.
Get to know it.
He was pretty fast.
Yes, he was.
But here's what he said about Trent Williams.
Probably still is.
Maybe this is something to latch on to at a time like this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I think we need to panic so quietly. I just was on a phone call with my boy Trent. We call him the big boy, man. You know, he's the gorilla, man. He's working out. And when I say he working out, he in that gym, man. So, and you know what? A little insight. You know, I don't want to talk too much, but I'm going to give y'all a little something, man.
A little something.
They working on something, man. I think they're going to make it right for my boy to come in there, man. He might be showing up a little late. You know, he got some fines and some fees he might have to take care of. But he going to be there, man. So, you know, for the Niners fans, it's going to be all right. So y'all take it easy. But honestly, yeah, man, he'll be there shortly.
We'll lock it up then.
Yeah, put in the cap.
Yeah, DeSean Jackson's telling us that Trent's he's going to be around soon.
Now, the only thing I'd quibble with is
September 7th?
He's already going to be late. He isn't, like, he might be a little late. No, he's late. He's late, DeSean. He's already late. But there's some good news on Trent Williams.
Is anybody worried about Trent Williams? Seriously.
Worried how?
That either he's not going to be there for week one, or when eventually he plays this year, that he's not going to be very good. That this holdout is going to impact his season. Does anybody have the appropriate fear about Trent Williams the way that they have about Brandon Ayuk? And I appreciate we've gone 2 hours and 15 minutes without saying that.
It's a hell of a job. It's a hell of a job we've done. I think it's twofold. For me, as somebody who's somewhat skeptical, I have
no,
and I don't know anything. Go ahead and cut that. But
it's already been cut.
The one thing, you know me, I always question. I always like to ask questions, and for me, I understand why people are not worried about Trent Williams. But I just take the other side and say, well, what do you know? What do people know that make them believe that Trent couldn't be more further apart from the Niners than Brandon Ayuk? Because, I was just thinking about this. So forget the guaranteed money for a sec. If the numbers we're talking about for Trent, I'm sorry, for Brandon Ayuk are 26 or 28 or 29 or 25, that is a lot closer than Trent Williams, who's making 22, but he wants to get to 28 to once again become the highest paid lineman. Like, on the surface, it feels like he could be further apart from the Niners. And also, he does, I think, people are right about this, he's got more... he's got more juice, and he's talked about retirement before. And I just I'm not saying, like, I may be wrong, but I'm not predicting that Trent Williams and the 49ers won't come together. I just haven't seen or heard anything that leads me to believe, oh, well, Trent's a formality, and Ayuk will, you know, Ayuk's not. Like, I haven't seen any tangible evidence of that.
I think it's because we haven't seen Trent. I think we haven't heard from Trent. We haven't heard from Trent's agent. We haven't heard from anybody outside of sources around the 49ers that Trent Williams is up to wherever he's at. You know, like, seriously, what do we know about him?
Nothing. Right, zero.
So the last time somebody asked about him, Kyle Shanahan said something along the lines of, well, I think he's in Houston. Like, seriously, that's the only update we've got on this guy. My point is that if we're looking at those two players that still have yet to be inked to deals, B.A. and Trent, I wonder why people are less worried about Williams, because he's older. He is more important than Brandon Ayuk is. And we know the least amount of information about him. For all I know, he could be injured right now. I mean, we know Christian McCaffrey's got, a strained calf.
Yep.
We know Ricky Pearsall's been dealing with shoulder injuries, with hamstring injuries. What if Trent Williams is injured?
I think the one reason that people are assuming that Trent Williams will be here is because we all know he hates training camp, and we all know he's done this before. So if he's done it before, I think that's the reason that it gives, you know, fans a sense of he'll eventually join the team.
But he's also held out in season before.
I know. But now,
which Brandon Ayuk has never done.
True. Now, you could say he held out in Washington when things were a mess there, and that's a big reason why. And would he ever hold out on a team that's got legitimate Super Bowl aspirations?
And we don't know the answer to that question, but the situation also had to do with money.
Right.
This situation, as far as we know, has to do with money. And I haven't heard appropriate fear in relation to him as I've heard with the wide receiver. And it's been more public. It's been more perplexing with Ayuk. But that's only because we have tidbits. We have information, or the same information that keeps getting regurgitated in different forms. With Williams, there's no information. And I just find it funny that people are more concerned about what they don't know as opposed to what they think they know. Like, Trent would concern me because I saw an offensive line over the weekend that didn't look very good. I saw an offensive line that last year, quite frankly, didn't look great outside of him. So the fact that he's not here, and I'm just assuming he'll be on the roster when they make the cuts in 6 days. I'm assuming he's going to be here week one, and I'm assuming he's going to be an all-pro again. But...
When it comes to Trent Williams and Brandon Ayuk, there's to me two issues. One is if and when they get in here, and then issue number two is how they perform once they get in here. And I seem to hear a lot of concern about Ayuk missing training camp and then having to redevelop chemistry with Brock Purdy and redevelop chemistry with the offensive players, but I hear no such concern about Trent Williams when, to my way of thinking, he's 36 and he was hurt last year for 3 weeks. And I would be a little, I'm as a Niner fan and the type of season they have, I would be more concerned with Trent Williams than Brandon Ayuk. And the reason is because Trent Williams is 36, which is old for a football player, and Brandon Ayuk is entering his prime. So I think Brandon Ayuk is more likely to be impactful after not going through training camp than Trent Williams.
Yeah, but it just, again, building off our last conversation about the quarterbacks, you know,
right.
I think a bigger reason why people, again, you know, wouldn't put Purdy in a certain category is because of someone like Trent Williams, who's an all-pro, and someone like Brandon Ayuk, who's an all-pro. Well, if those players don't play like all-pros this year, well, then there's going to be more pressure on the quarterback. I think that's another reason why Brock Purdy might statistically take a dip this year, because he might not have players that are fully in shape at the beginning of the season. You know, I think more... The way that I'm reading this offseason, in addition to, I don't know, maybe some of the skepticism that people have, is, you know, there's going to be a lot of pressure on Purdy this year, and I think things are going to be more on an even playing field in regards to talent. You know, Purdy is not going to have as good of a team, I believe, as he did last year, and so he's going to have to do more. You know, and I don't know if people believe that he can elevate himself.
Why would you think the 49ers offense... Just offense might be worse this year than last year. Is it just because of Ayuk and Trent? Well, it's got to just be because of their holdouts, right?
Well, it's about them. It's also the fact that McCaffrey's at a certain age.
Okay.
McCaffrey's been a bit banged up this training camp, and that's flown under the radar because of the rest of the distractions. But compared to last offseason, like McCaffrey was 100%. He was full bore in the spring and in the summer. And he, along with Brandon Ayuk, I remember reading articles about how incredible shape they were in, about how they just turned heads in OTAs and in training camp, and they were ready to hit the ground running, which, by the way, they did. McCaffrey, they got a $150 and a touchdown week one. Brandon Ayuk caught two touchdowns against Pittsburgh week one last year. I'm not sure I foresee that start for someone like McCaffrey, who is as important in this offense as anybody else. So again, it's just an accumulation of all those things for me that has me looking at Brock Purdy and feeling like he's going to have to do more this year.
If I asked you what's your biggest concern about the Niners right now, I know what mine would be. What would yours be? Right now, what's your biggest concern with the 49ers?
Agendas.
You're surprising me. I was just...
Why, were you going to go with the position?
Yeah, I was going to go. Like, to me, Trent Williams is the biggest concern that I have for the Niners. And believe it or not, the second concern may be McCaffrey and his health. And Ayuk certainly in the top three, but Trent Williams is the one that worries me the most because I feel like we know the least about it, and we really don't have any idea what's going on with Trent Williams. You know what? We think we know, but we'll never really know.
And he could show up later today and all is well, right? Because we don't know.
Do you think he really is working out?
Trent?
Yeah.
Freaking better be.
Or
the Niners are going to get hurt by the fact that he's not in great shape.
Yeah, that's why I'm worried about him.
That's his job. Although I guess he's been... fine $3 million, so maybe it's not his job right now.
Yeah. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. What's coming up on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.